שיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך א', לפי מה שמבואר בעניין ואהבת לרעך. מה האדם...
Preparation for the lesson from Rabash Social Writings according to what is explained about love thy friend as thyself, page 21. What can one do to make love of others touch the heart? This is why we were given the 612 mitzvot, commandments, precepts. They have the power to induce a sensation in the heart. However, since it is against nature, that sensation is too small to have the ability to keep love of friends de facto, even though he has the need for it. Hence, now he must seek advice according to which he'll be able to actually implement it. And the advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule, love thy friend, is love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become a single mass, where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when he has great strength, he can execute the love of others. And then he can achieve the love of God. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend.
We learn from perception of reality, from the structure of the world, that the whole world is one structure that is managed by one force. And we must identify with this structure. That's how we shift our perception of reality and transform ourselves, and by transforming ourselves, one enters that new perception of reality, feeling himself in a new world and as a new man in a totally different dimension, not seeing his body and the world the way we see it, but literally seeing a different world through this, and himself differently. He sees himself as a soul, and the entire world as the collective soul that he is integrated in. And it's all one in adhesion with the force that sustains the entire structure. In order to come to this shift of perception, to this change of existence, one must transform one's nature. That is, to invert the intention, the relation from hatred to love, or from indifference to connection. One does not have the strength to do this. There are basically two components here that can help him: a higher vessel and a higher light. A higher vessel means the environment, the group, his group of ten, for instance, which is what Kabbalists later interpret to us, that a person must be in such a group. And the light that he discovers in the ten, which transforms him. So then, from his little strength, that urge he has to connect with that general structure, general reality, the urge he has to recognize it and connect to it, to connect himself to it and everything. His point in the heart pushes him to this, to see that it belongs to him, but he just doesn't know what it is. From his yearning to it, we're told we have to be in a group of ten and nullify ourselves to it. By that, one absorbs the force of the ten, and by having that force, these forces consolidating within him to one single force that will give him sufficient strength to detach from himself as a separate unit and feel inseparable, integrated in the whole of reality, and thus shift from detachment to connection, from hatred to love, and thus he moves to the upper dimension. All of this happens through the realization of that one rule of the Torah, love thy friend as thyself. So from here we can realize the gravity of the goal and the Torah and the thing to implement that we were given, how powerful and relevant these things are for today.